On the other hand, if we're up here in this domain of enthusiasm, or what we might call hope, our response to the anxiety is much more likely to be curiosity, exploration, and learning. We'll ask questions about what's new, rather than run away from what's new. And asking questions and learning then becomes the foundation for a creative and adaptive response to the challenge. So from this perspective, hope is not just something to make us feel good. It actually is a condition for a creative strategy. Now, by hope, though, I'm not talking about optimism. And I don't know how that distinction works in Farsi, but in the distinction in English, optimism sort of, everything's going to turn out all right. Hope sees the world much more clearly than that. The definition that I like is that of Maimonides, Maimon, the 12th century scholar from Andalusia, who taught that hope, he said, is belief in the plausibility of the possible. This is going to be a translation challenge. The plausibility of the possible as opposed to the necessity of the probable. Let me say that again. That probability, what is most likely to happen, is not what always happens. Sometimes the possible happens, the improbable, the unlikely. In this country, electing a black man president was very improbable. No one thought that could happen, but it did. Hope recognizes that possibility matters, that it isn't simply a matter of probability. But it doesn't kid itself about the challenges and about the reality of the kind of world that we live in. So that's kind of, okay. So figuring out then how to inspire hope over fear is a critical leadership challenge. Second, isolation. When we are isolated, alone, by ourselves, it goes right along with the fearfulness. It paralyzes us. The counter is empathy or solidarity, empathy, community, love. It is the connectedness that we experience with others that can lift us out of that isolation. And finally, self-doubt. I'm not adequate. I'm not qualified. People like me are not entitled, on and on. And it is a paralyzer. And it also can cause us to act in ways that are overly aggressive because we've got to protect ourselves. It's a defensive reaction. And so the counter to that is over here on the right, ICMAD, which stands for You Can Make a Difference, or the technical term would be self-efficacy. In other words, the counter is how to inspire in others and in ourselves a sense of our own worth, a sense of our own value, a sense of our own belovedness. Gandhi always talked about how, because he was working across many different religious boundaries, but he talked about everyone as a child of God, as a way of communicating a sense of value and worth that inheres in each of us. So the leadership challenge here, then, or the argument here is that, on the one hand, the anxiety of the new and of the challenging is required to spur action. But unless it's coupled with hope and empathy and self-worth, the action it spurs can go off in the other direction, where fear and isolation and self-doubt prevail. So the idea here is then is one way to learn to, one leadership challenge, to learn how to master that. Now,